Good night. Well, not good night. How y'all doing? This is another episode, and this right here is the intro. How y'all doing tonight? This is Mr. Yasharal Bryan. And my title, it said Yasharal Yehuda Bryan. So let's get on with the intro. This segment will be titled Gays, Lesbians, Feminists, Transgenders. Or as we call them, we're going to say the LGBT and the feminist wickedness. Abominations. I'm going to say abominations and then I'm going to title that. With that being spoken, let's get into this because this one is a good one. When I say good one, I don't mean I have to come from where y'all want me to. I mean as in you have to really listen. You really have to get where we're coming from with this because if you don't, then you're going to miss out. All right.
Gotta get your mind right, young. I know. Yeah. You better man up. You gotta man up. It's time to man up. It's time to man up. You're running out of time, young fella. You better man up. It's time to man up. You gotta man up. It's time to man up. It's time to man up. You're running out of time, young fella. You better man up. You gotta man up. You gotta man up. Trust me, I understand. So far from a perfect man, but we can achieve it. You know it for certain, man.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? This is Mr. Yasharal Yehuda Bryan coming to y'all tonight, and this segment is going to be called The Abominable Gay Men or Gay Man, Feminine Men, etc. So let's get right into this. Growing up, I remember being in church and stuff. And the churches I used to go to, they would not allow homosexuals into the church, period. Honestly. And as a kid, you don't understand these things because you think that everybody is the same. You don't understand what it really means. What's the word? To obey the voice and the commandments of the Father. And even though these old school preachers were still in the wrong, they still kept some stuff, you know? And homosexuality is an abomination, no matter if you're male or female. Little history fact before we get into the actual biblical facts. You have Sodom and Gomorrah, which were two great nations, cities that transgressed and worked iniquity in major scales in the eyes of the Mighty One, the Most High, Al-Yuwa Abba Yahuwah. And they committed monstrosities, homosexuality, a bunch of that, raping, and everything in between. So the Almighty Father basically said, you know what? Y'all are past redemption. Because for the simple fact of it was, they really was. No matter what nobody say, like they were very, very wicked. They were wicked. And basically destroyed them. Completely destroyed them. Then you get into history, and you have the Romans, and everybody knows that the Romans, Catholics, and even before Catholic was even invented, Christianity, these are very homosexual religions. Alexander the Great, for example, was a great conqueror, but also was homosexual, as y'all call it, bisexual. He slept with women and men. Pretty sure they had a bunch of diseases then. That was a Caucasian, by the way. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. Either way, go. Let's move on. Okay, so let's move into history a little bit. And let's talk about the slave trades, where the Caucasian Christian men and women were very wicked people, which in those times, the slaves, Yasharal, did not believe in G-O-D, L-O-R-D, Jesus Christ, or even any of those other names. They knew the true name of the Father, but they were raped, beaten into submission, humiliated, killed, sold, and everything in between. In order to get the men to really submit and everything, these Caucasian Christians would beat the bucks or the men into submission. And I mean, they would beat the dog hell out of them. I could say hell, but they would beat the dog hell out of them. And after they beat them, they would force the other slaves to force this buck over a tree stump that they cut down. And they would force and tie this buck over this tree stump. Mind you, this buck is butt naked. Buck breaking was a very public, humiliating thing, because they did it in front of all the slaves, the children, and the spouse of the bucks. And what they would do was, once they got done beating these slave men, these black men, they would invite other plantation owners, other slave owners, which were also white Caucasian Christians. They would invite these men, these other men, to what you call a bug-breaking festival. It wasn't a festival at first, but, it started off as just, we're going to humiliate them, invite y'all over here into some very manly things, as they called it, but we're going to call it what it really was, a homosexual act. And they would proceed to defile and to rape these black men. So let's get into the biblical part. As we just said, that was a history fact. You can go look that up. That's why Jamaicans, the old ways, Jamaicans hated homosexuality, period. I don't know when that changed, but it changed, and things happen. But Jamaica was a big bug-breaking plantation, and for a minute they hated it. They despised it. They wouldn't even, if you was homosexual in Jamaica, it was like being a terrorist in America. Like it was frowned and shunned on. Nowadays, Jamaica, since you got Usain Bolt and everything, Jamaica has been very public and everything. So, they live by the public world now. So let's get into this a little bit. First thing we're going to go to is Leviticus. Chapter 18. And we're going to read verse 22 through 23. 22 through 23. Thou shalt not lie with a mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself wherewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. So basically, that not only goes for homosexuality, it goes for bestiality as well, for the male and the female. Okay? So what is homosexual? For a man to lie with another man, that is an abomination. For a man to sleep or lay with an animal, it is an abomination. It basically defiles yourself. And it is confusion. Jump to Leviticus 20. And we will go to verse 13. Listen to this. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And I'm going to read this part right here, because this part right here is a good one too. And this actually does not go with the abomination part, but this goes for men who marry women with wicked mothers. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among them. I misinterpreted that, but that's basically saying if a man sleeps with his wife and his mother-in-law, it's wickedness, and all three of them should be burnt. Because that's wickedness. They should be burnt so there'd be no wickedness among them. So we're going to move on now. Shouldn't have read that. I'm sorry. I'm going to read one more for this segment, and then I'm going to really get into this. We're going to go to Romans. Chapter 1. And I think it's 27. Okay, so we're gonna read. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain Yahuwah in their knowledge, Yahuwah gave them over to the reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So, okay, let's get on this. Because right now we're just talking about the men. So, what are you saying? Let me explain to you. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, everyone who promote or has no problem with homosexuality, you commit iniquity. You are a wicked-minded person. Why am I saying you're wicked? Why am I? I mean, don't get it twisted. I can put that on myself as well, because I've even said it a couple of times that, oh man, you know, I don't hate gays. But in reality, if homosexual people choose that lifestyle, I have no other choice but to say that you are not my brother. You are not my sister. You are abomination, and I shall not have anything to do with you. That is correct. To choose righteousness over wickedness any day, right? So for my brothers, if you partake in anything homosexually, it's the best thing I could tell you to do is to repent. And when you repent, repent and have remorse for it. Don't just repent because the Bible tell you to, because it don't matter at the end of the day if you repent and you don't mean it, if you get what I'm saying. You got a lot of you who been to the penitentiary and you come out and you still want the same thing you had in the penitentiary. Or you got a lot of you that's in the penitentiary that would say that it's not gay if you have sex with somebody in the pen, because that's what y'all do. That is wicked. You commit abomination. For you men, if anyone hears this that is in the penitentiary, you gotta understand, you can't serve two masters. If you go serve the Father in heaven, you serve Him. Which means if you've had any lustful, any relations with any men, and you say that it's okay because you're in there, you're committing wickedness, iniquity, and you basically told the Father, it does not matter what you say because I'm in prison. And that is wicked. We should not think like that, and we should not be that way. You got mothers walking around here raising these homosexual children, and they say, no matter what, I'm going to always be proud of my child. You got people that look at me when I say stuff, and when I say stuff, people don't like what I say, because I'm very blunt, I'm open-minded, and what I say is not to please you, it's basically to please my Father, but also to warn you and to help you. If you're not willing to accept correction, you're not willing to be of the Father. If you have a homosexual child, if you are raising a child, especially if it's a young man, that young man should be treated as a boy, which means you cannot put on makeup around him. You cannot do your nails around him. You shouldn't be shaking your butt around him. Everything you do, you need to prepare him for a manhood. Nothing feminine. You women that talk about, I want a man who's into his feminine side. You women are not women. You're what you call a little girl who is possessed by Satan or one of his demons. And any man that takes you and say that I'm getting intimate with my feminine side needs to be, what's the word? He needs to be burned in the fire and come back out as a man, because no woman should dictate how a man acts. If that man it don't want to touch you, if that man just want to stroke you but he loves you and he does everything for you, but he don't want to be, what's the word, romantic and stuff. I'm sorry, but if that man love you, he love you. He don't have to be feminine for you. Men, stop allowing women to dictate how you should act or how you should be. If you masculine, be masculine. Ain't no such thing as a feminine man. We shouldn't be feminine at all. If you are feminine, you need to work on being masculine. That means a lot of you with long hair, what are you doing out here trying to pop your hands and doing all this other stuff, putting your hands on your hips and stuff? Get your hands off your hips. Put them in your pocket. You ain't got no beard. You clean shaven. Go grow a beard. Be a man. You got short hair, you got a fade. What are you doing? What you think they did this for? They allowed you to get a fade for? You think that was something that they just, we gonna let them alone. They got their own stuff. No, they did that for a purpose. You was allowed to do things on purpose. And because you ignorant and you don't know this, you continue to do it today. You defile yourselves. Man shouldn't cover his head. Man shouldn't be walking around here with a purse. If you go wear a fanny pack, wear a damn fanny pack. Don't put it around your arm. That's gay. Hell. Some of you got on skinny jeans and your thighs thicker than some of these women. What are you doing? Boy, go put on some jeans. Go put on some real pants. Go put on some shorts. Hell, be a man. All this homosexual stuff ain't gonna kick it. For you men who walk around here and you homosexual and you talking about I'm a woman, I'm this, I'm that. Let me explain to you what happens to a man who defiles his genitals, who stoned himself, or who harms his manhood. Let's get into this. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 1. What it say? And he that is wounded in the stones, or has his private member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of Yahuwah. What does he mean about the stones? What you got between your legs? You got nuts. You should not be injured there. Why? Because that's your manhood. Why would he give you nuts if he wanted you to be a girl? I was born this way. No, you was not. You possessed. And your mama let you go along with it. Your daddy didn't care. And your friends and your family just, they ignorant. Yeah, it's plenty of men who was gay and came out of it. Because not only did they repent, but they knew that what they was doing was wrong. And they knew that, hey, as a child, I did childish things. As a child, I messed up. But as a grown man, I got to put that away. Y'all don't get that. You got a lot of y'all talking about, y'all say, I'm a confirm this. Y'all say Jesus loves everybody. Because Jesus ain't real. Jesus, the who you calling Jesus is Caesar Barogas, however you say that, a.k.a. Christos, a.k.a. the same man who was in love with Leonardo. I don't think it's Leonardo. You know the famous painter, the one who painted Mona Lisa. It wasn't Mona Lisa. The one who painted the Sistine Chapel. That's what I'm trying to say. The one who painted the Sistine Chapel. He was a gay lover of Pope Alexander's son. So when y'all sit around here and y'all talk about Jesus loves everybody, you're right, an image can love anybody because an image don't have feelings. An image ain't real. It's not breathing. It's fake. For you pastors, you church congregations who allow these homosexual people to come into your congregation, y'all are wicked. It's something about you that's just not right. And the church don't get it because the church is ignorant themselves. They blind, falling after you blind leaders. Homosexuality is an abomination for men and women. Since I'm already here, I will not do, I was going to do four segments, but I'm going to go ahead and bring gay women into this one. I'm not even going to try to, what's the word? I'm not even going to try to make two segments out of this. So go back to Romans chapter 1, and we go read from 25 to 26 on this one. Listen to this. Who changed the truth of Yahuwah into a lie and worshiped and served the creator, the creature more than the creator? Who is blessed for the creator who is blessed forever? So it's basically saying in this verse that who changed the Father's words into a lie? If you pay attention, the scriptures are tainted, right? And they tell you that the Father loves everybody. Everybody's going to heaven. Whether you're gay, whether you're this, whether you're that, everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's. As long as you don't believe in Satan, you're going to heaven. That's a lie. 26. For this cause, Yahuwah gave them unto vile affection. For even their women did change the nature use into that which is against nature. What is he talking about? Women use is for what? What did he create a woman to do? Huh? What was woman created for? Let's read this. And I'm going to use this in the next segment too. But let's read this. We'll go to Proverbs chapter 9. What's that? Chapter 9, verse 15. Oh no. No. Oh no, no, no. That's for a whole nother thing. I'm sorry. That's for the next segment. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Matter of fact, let's go over here, because I could just, ain't no point in me trying to do it like that when I have it right here, and we're just going to read it right here, because sometimes you got what you need. You just need that extra. Because without that extra. Okay, okay. That's what that is. Okay. Where is it at? Sorry about that. Sometimes, you know. Okay. That's what that is. And I thought that's what I was doing. I just didn't know for sure what I was doing, you know. Where is it? Duh. Nope, dang it. Sorry, I just read this. Literally, I just read this. As soon as I find this one more time, just give me a quick second. Matter of fact, while I do that, we'll just go to a commercial real quick. And I'll just look that up real quick. And when I come back, that's where we'll go straight to.
So back, so was life. Advise you to learn your rights. Click them internal lights. Beware of the clever type. I hear what you're saying, but what are you moving like? Snake and lion don't move alike. Don't take this, you got it, like it be some type of fright. I just wait till the time is right. A soldier for ya. Come to that, ain't no variety. Righteous society. That serpent be taking them violently. That's why you should keep your sobriety. Man, I know the truth, you can't lie to me. I eat from the table, no bottom feed. Don't give me no hookup, I pay the fee. No matter the card, just A to B. They duck your fucking reality, claiming real. They dripping from bottles with broken seals. Them itchy palms don't mean a thing. See how tradition all in our genes? Apply what you know, then you'll understand. If it don't work, then it shouldn't stand. When it got hard, people ran. Just started waving like paper fans. Probably be known if you made a dance. Cooning for massa, hold out your can. Serial issue, they raising brands. Of those who would never give us a hand. You better man up. You got a man up. It's time to man up.
It's time to man up.
You're running out of time, young fella. You better man up.
It's time to man up.
You got a man up.
It's time to man up.
It's time to man up. You're running out of time, young fella. You better man up.
You got a man up.
You got a man up.
It's time to man up.
It's time to man up. You're running out of time, young fella. It's time to man up.
It's time to man up.
You got a man up. You're running out of time, young fella, out of time. Them internal lights, beware of the clever type. I hear what you're saying, but what are you moving like? Snake and lion don't move alike. Don't take this, you got it, like it be some type of fright. I just wait till the time is right. A soldier for y'all, come to that, ain't no variety. Righteous society, that serpent be taking them violently. That's why you should keep your sobriety. Man, I know the truth, you can't lie to me. I eat from the table, no bottom feed. Don't give me no hookup, I pay the fee. No matter the cards, it's A to B. They duck and read. Reality claiming real, they dripping from bottles with broken seals. Them itchy palms don't mean a thing. See how tradition all in our genes? Apply what you know, then you'll understand. If it don't work, then it shouldn't stand. When it got hard, people ran. Just started waving like paper fans. Probably be known if you made a dance. Cooning for massa, hold out your can. Serial issue, they raising brands. Of those who would never give us a
hand. All right, how y'all doing? Yasara, Yahuda Brian, I am back. Okay, so I found the scripture, and we was talking about how women basically went against the nature, and what it's speaking about is how women are basically, it's the same topic. Women think that they're men. They don't feel that they should do the womanly thing. Let me explain to you women who listening to this. To be bisexual, to be a dyke, a lesbian, all this is an abomination. It goes against the nature. Let me explain to you how and what you were created for. Well, what you were created for. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 through 9. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much he is the image and Kadesh, or that's not Kadesh, Kavod, well, I'm gonna say glory right here, of Yahuwah. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. So for you lesbians, bisexual women, even you men, you have to understand that women were created for men. No, a man does not come from a woman, but he comes from a man. I mean, a man does not come from a woman, but the woman actually comes from a man. Even in the beginning, the rib. You look at today, the woman gives birth, but without that man, she couldn't do none of that. The man carries the seed that can produce the woman, that can produce the man. It sounds like contradiction, but in our reality, it makes perfect sense. Ladies, walking around here talking about you a man, you a stud, you got a dildo in your pants. It is a dildo, it's plastic. For you women who go on with these other women, these studs, these wannabe men, how can you be with that when you can have the real thing? There are men out here and you rather have some plastic and fake. You rather be with a woman who has the same exact thing you have. She got breasts like you do. When she talk, she get high like this. Some of them want to be talking like this, but they forcing that. They taking steroids and stuff, testosterone. But they still got something in their pants that it just don't go nowhere. She still has a monthly cycle just like you do. She bleeding, you bleeding. That don't gross you out. Like, come on, man. With that being spoken, this segment right here is done. It's over.
You're running out of time, young fella. You better man up.
It's time to man up.
You got a man up.
You got a man up.
It's time to man up.
It's time to man up.
You're running out of time, young fella.
Yeah,
you better man up.
You got a man up.
You got a man up.
It's time to man up.
It's time to man up.
You're running out of time, young fella.
It's time to man up.
It's time to man up.
You got a man up.
You better man up.
You got a man up.
'Cause you're running out of time, young fella.
Out of time.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Y'all know I'm bringing this back to back to back to back. I'ma hit it strong. This is gonna be the feminist for you women out there. Whatever a man could do, I could do better. Can't no man tell me what to do. You get loud, I get loud. Woo! A feminist. To walk around to think that you can do and everything that you do is correct. Women fought for their rights. And let's get us a little, you know, gotta do a little history background before we can get into the biblical stuff. Give me a quick second. Y'all know I'm just trying to bring this to you. So it's looking like from the 1920s, honestly, starting, and it really just got together and hit strong in the 1960s. Then you got a poster ad of We Can Do It with a white woman, Caucasian, in a blue jean jacket shirt, holding up her arms as in saying that she's as strong as a man. Then you got another woman over here holding up a sign, respect our rights as human beings. Okay. So women, let's get this, let's speak on this real quick. And I'm going to speak on this real strong when I say, what's the difference between a feminist and what the Caucasian Christians did to the slaves? There's no difference. How and why can I say that? Women fought for their rights to be human beings, as well as, didn't the slaves fight for their rights to be free human beings? Women were created to be helpmates for the men. Women were created for man and not man for women. Women were to be quiet, to be not a tool or not a possession, but to be a man's company, to be a man's pride, to be his relaxation, to be his crown, to be his, you know, the goodness of a man. But women who have the Jezebel spirit and the feminist mind frame don't understand these things. Women feel that they could do everything that a man could do, and that they're supposed to, and that they don't care what the biblical father and Shamayim in heaven say. They say and they feel that the Bible is the bone, and the Bible is, the scriptures are, as we say, one-sided. Without even giving thanks for them even being created. Am I saying that that's a bad thing? By no means, because if it wasn't for women, then I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. But what I'm saying is, women are ungrateful. They continuously talk about how things are just not going their way. If they do this, then this happens. A woman can sit up and beat a man up all day and get applauded and commended for it. But if a man turn around and do what he's supposed to do, he's abusive, he's a thug, he's trash, he's this, he's that. For him putting his foot down and being exactly what he's supposed to be, a man, and putting her in her place as a woman, and her letting, and him letting her know that you need to respect my role. Okay, so let's get into the biblical part of this. Biblically, we're going to go back to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to read this one more time. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 through 9. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of Yahuwah, but the woman is the glory of the man. Did that say that the woman is the glory of herself? That the woman is the loudmouth glory of herself? That she's the glory of Yahuwah? No. It says that the man is the image and the glory of Yahuwah, But the woman is the glory of the man, which means women that give their that speak loud mouth, that are boastful, prideful, aka have a Jezebel spirit. You are a disgrace. You're shameful. As the Bible says, you bring pain to your husband's and to the man's bones. Some stuff needs to be said, because if you don't say it, then people walk all over you. People do stuff that should be done, because people want to live by man's standards and not by the biblical standards, and don't understand that biblically, by you stepping out of your role, you not only are stepping out of your role, but you're actually telling the Father that you don't care what he say. Everything that you do is only because it's circumstantial, not because it needs to be done. If it's a lot of you women like that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. We'll go to chapter 14. I'm tripping. That's not the right thing. Sorry, give me a second. Which I got this one. And this is not going to be a long... That's my bad. It's still 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 through 35. And it say, "Let your women keep silent in the assemblies, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for a woman to speak in the assemblies." The Bible says it's a shame. That is, it's forbidden. But as the Jezebel spirit and as a woman of today, you say that you can do whatever a man does. If you want to speak, you can speak. If you want to learn, or if you want to ask somebody, you can do what you want to do. Because you grown. Because don't nobody tell you what to do. Because a man don't own you. But this never said anything about possession. It just says to be under obedience. Y'all took obedience for possession. Isaiah 5:20. Y'all took goodness and turned it to evil. Y'all took the evil stuff and turned it into good. Took bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 13. Oh, 13. Here we go. "A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whosoever is simple, let him turn and hit her. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she said to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the deeds are there, and that her jesters are in depth of hell." Oh my, oh my. That's crazy. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to error and destroy the way of their path." Did you hear what that said? Children are their oppressors. Child support. Women use children all the time to oppress a man. As black men, we are oppressed, not just by these heathens, but by our own children and our own women. What it say? Women rule over them. Everything is backwards. Everything. You can't teach your children correct, because if you do the correct thing, women that rule over them say stuff to make it seem like you doing something wrong. I notice mine do it all the time. If I do something, my son get mad. Mine will say, try not to provoke your child to anger. So does that mean I'm not supposed to get on his butt? Just because he get mad, I'm provoking him to anger? But does not the word say, spare not the rod? I just saying, women, you are foully and clamorous. You stepped out your role and your place, and you tried to step into the man's role, which you are defilant and damn near an abomination. You're shameful. You bring pain and hurt to the men's bones. And I'm speaking on every woman in the world. Don't get me twisted. There are some that still live biblically and that bring their husbands great glory. But then there's a lot that bring your husbands great, great displeasant and pain. Lesbians, feminist, shameful wives, growing your daughters up to be whorelets, to be boastful, to be loud, to be proud. Growing your sons up to be homosexuals, keep your head down, be feminine. Y'all are shameful. Y'all are ruling over men when you were never created to even be above a man. The man was created to be the image and the glory of Yahuwah, while the woman was created to be the glory of a man. Not the other way around. A man shouldn't have to do everything it takes to please you, while in reality it's the opposite. Men mess up all the time. It's a curse. It's not a curse. It's not an excuse. Men mess up. You mess up too. You in a bigger screw up than a man is. A man could come back and repent and get back in right ways, but because the way you think and the way man, the white, the Caucasians and the worldly standards, you feel that everything you do is correct. You feel like everything you say is correct. If anything comes back to you and it's not morally man way, if it's not the man's morally way, then it's wrong. Everybody in the world has to feel a certain way about that one person. And if they don't feel that certain way, there's something wrong with that person. Women, get it together. Why y'all sitting up thinking that y'all got forever? Same thing go for you men. Forever has passed. And there's a short time. Matter of fact, it's so short. That's all I can say. Times are short. And if y'all don't get it together, if we don't get it together, then we are looking at a very, very displeasant, eternal damnation. That being said, Mr. Yasharal Yehuda Bryan, I am out. Y'all have a great night. And I'm gone.
Okay. The kingdom patiently awaited. The righteous never outdated. Us bruised ones in his image. That's why I'm only sipping vintage. These negatives call me menace. They in the dark like a Guinness. Nothing new, this a reno. I'm on fire, jalapeno. Got two arms that extendo. I stretch them out like a limo. This a Brody Tarantino. Jackpot, no casino. Rumors never get no spaz. The dropouts got no class. Yeah, if he ain't brewing, my brother, what are you doing, my brother? Forever pursuing it, brother. Yeah. Super brewer with a cape. I always forget to take a break. You who are giving out the jobs and pay a handsome reward. I'll be alone, will never fail you. Don't know it's goodness, let me tell you. Don't fill my life with so much goodness. It ain't nothing like a goodness. Build us a house on these roofs. Build us a house on these roofs. Then we gon' maintain.
Then we gon' maintain.
We tryna maintain.
See, you can't control how everybody else takes the scriptures. You only can control yourself. That's it. You was given those boundaries. Those are, that is the biggest yard you can control.
Shalom, shalom, anchor. How y'all doing? This is Mr. Yasharal Yehuda Bryan. Let's get on a little topic. Isaiah 5:20 say, woe unto them. Let me read that. Let me get to that real quick. I know what it says. I just don't want to add, take away, or misconstrued or misspeak. So, let's read this. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Know ye not, that's the end of Isaiah 5:20. This is me speaking now. Know ye not that homosexuality is the work of the beast. Homosexuality is not cool. And I'm going to say this real quick. There's a lot of you Christians who are doing things because of Christianity says that it's okay for you to do it as long as you repent and ask for forgiveness. Right? But if you continue to do it, know ye not that enmity of the world, I mean, not enmity, but friendship of the world is enmity. You got to understand that if you are a friend of the world, Christianity is the world. If you are a friend of the world, you have enmity with Yahuwah. Whosoever shall therefore be a friend of the world, you are an enemy of Yahuwah. This is James chapter 4, verse 4. Yeah, James 4:4. I'm sorry, my mind is slipping on me. It's not slipping, it's just it's a lot of stuff that needs to be said. We have to understand
We cannot accept, be cool, condone, consider, or even be around homosexuality. There's a lot of you who used to be homosexual. There's a lot of you that used to be bisexual. And now you're straight, or you want to be straight, and you try to, you found out that the Father is true. You found out that Christianity is false. You found out that there's something to this. You found out that you don't want to die in your iniquity. But you got to understand, if you go in the scriptures tell us that he winked at us in our ignorance. The scriptures tell us if you turn back from your wicked ways, right? If you're willing to turn back, if you're willing. And remember, we have a free will. So homosexuality is not right. It's not right at all. So with that being said, shalom.